This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, back to the Grape R Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
And here is Bernie Miklas, the longtime Post-Dispatch columnist, Missouri Sports Hall of Famer, and one of my best friends. It's great to have you on KMOX, and also a city resident. And Bernie, this has been just a mind-blowing 48 hours. I've gone through a lot of emotions. I know you have as well.
I tell you what, Tom, thank you, buddy. I'm just speaking for ourselves. I mean, we were extremely lucky, fortunate, blessed, because the tornado cut a path like literally two blocks from our house. We live in like the Washington University area. We're like north of Forest Park by just a little bit, and it was scary. I was where I'm sitting and talking to you now. I was in my office getting ready to do the Dave Glover show, and I heard sounds above my head that I've never heard in my life. I mean, and I was thinking that the roof would blow off. That's how ominous and awful it sounded. And I looked outside and I couldn't believe what I saw. So it was I just pray for all the people that were just devastated by this in one form or another, because it's a tough city. It's a really tough city. So we'll bounce back, but man, I'll put it to you this way. Not that I just ignored tornado warnings before, but I'll make sure I never ignore them going forward.
Without a doubt. I was listening for your segment with Dave Glover. I had the radio on. I was in the carpool line at my daughter's middle school. I had my sister, who was in town for my oldest daughter's graduation, which is today, from high school. And we had my nieces in the car. So I got her two little ones and her in the car, and we're sitting there and we're listening to KMOX, listening to the coverage, and we can see the clouds and the storm, but you know, it feels like maybe it's going to just miss us. And then we heard the siren. And so that was when people got out of their cars and went into the school so we could get into a storm shelter. And I could see the clouds kind of swirling overhead. And this was, I think, the start of the path. It was that edge of Ladue, which went into Clayton, which approached right. Forest Park and the Central West End, and then cutting into North City. Bernie, it just breaks my heart to see, you know, people like I've heard stories of a cook that all that cook wanted to do was give back to people, and then to lose their life. From this storm in a blink of an eye. It happened so fast. It just happened so fast.
Yeah, in the north side, you know, two churches, you know, one is especially a legendary institution. Both of those churches did so many incredibly charitable things for the community. And, you know, they get their roof torn off and things are in shambles, and it just breaks your heart. I guess it also just shows you, man, you never can take anything for granted. You know, I was talking to my wife about that. you know, we were very blessed because it could have easily been us. And I take no heart in the fact that we were able to avoid it. In other words, it doesn't lessen the grief I feel for the people that were devastated by this.
Yeah. And it doesn't make the pain go away, but it is a distraction and a necessary one to have sports. And baseball right now, man, oh man, are the Cardinals making people happy. You know what? When it gets down to it, even those who grumbled the loudest, I think inside are having some fun watching this team. I mean, if you like baseball, they play a brand that is a lot of fun to take in.
I really have no idea. I've been very patient with, I understand the criticisms and why so many fans were disillusioned. I get all that. I do. I get all that. But there comes a point in time when the team on the field's playing its heart out and they're winning and winning and winning. And they're also playing baseball the way St. Louis traditionally has loved baseball being played. This team has incredible energy. It plays the game with joy and passion. They have fun, yet they're incredibly intense when it comes to competing. You can tell that these players love each other. The harmony on that team, the clubhouse, the culture is great. I mean, you have Ollie Marmol and that coaching staff doing a whale of a job. Just, you know, you can see the improvement in a lot of people. And just because, you know, Gorman and Walker haven't been what we hoped they would be, you know, it doesn't mean that the coaches have done a bad job. In fact, the coaches have done an extraordinary job, but you're not going to, like, every single player lead them to the promised land. So it's going to take a little time. But I have no idea whatsoever why people would voluntarily shun this team at this point. You either love baseball or you love the Cardinals or you don't, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying everyone's got to start rushing down there to buy tickets. I mean, again, it's not that simple, but you know, the anger, you and I have said this since the beginning, you know, if you want to be mad at ownership and the front office, okay. The players have nothing to do with that. They're playing their hearts out for you. That should mean something, you know, and they're an outstanding baseball team right now. In fact, you go back to April 25th, they have the best record in the major leagues and their run differential is, you know, tremendous. And just they're clicking in all areas. And I don't think it's not definitely not a fluke. It's just a matter of they can continue to play at this highest level. But on the other hand, you can make a case that they still have room to get better.
You can. That's the thing, is that this is a team that is on the rise. And again, I don't see a very low floor for them. I mean, as long as their bullpen and defense are holding down the game late, they're going to be competing in most of these games. The offense is really good, but that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, the Cardinals, their offense has as many blowout wins, 5 runs or more, than any, just about every team in the majors. They're up there with their so-called big boys and blowing out other teams on a regular basis. But if they have to win a 2-1 game or they have to win a 1-0 game, they can do it. And one of the main reasons they can do it is because the Miles Michaelis and Kyle Leahy last night, they needed some help from their
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Defense. And I'm not taking anything away from them, but it was a night where, listen, you know, the Royals were hitting some shots. The Royals could have scored a few runs in that game, but the Cardinals defense was like, no, we're getting to everything. That was the best defensive game by a Cardinals team last night that I have seen in a very, very, very long time. I mean, they're making plays all over the field. It's just crazy. I mean, one after another. And Wilson Contreras is great at first base. He really is. The one thing people were worried about, he has been outstanding at first base. And that infield is as good as it gets in the major leagues. It really is.
And it can be really deflating to the other team and the other team's crowd. A lot of Cardinals fans in Kansas City, but for whatever reason, Kansas City Royals fans, they just do not like the Cardinals. It might be the run of success that the Cardinals sure. had, but there is a level of hate there. I don't think it's reciprocated. I think people like to go to Kansas City and eat barbecue and watch the ball club. Now, right. when it comes to the Cubs, that's a different story.
That's
and,
right.
And we're still over a month away from the first game against the Cubs, which is totally bizarre. But I asked John Mozeliak this, so let me ask you this. The scenario sure. where you're in contention, they are right now. A month from now, you're in contention. You take down the Cubs. Now you're in first place, and you got the trade deadline looming. He said, I want a complicated July 31st. He said, I'll embrace that. Yeah.
Good answer. No, I mean, listen, I don't think that John Mozeliak would walk away from this team in terms of sitting out, the trade market if they're in it. But I also think we should prepare ourselves. You're not going to see blockbuster trades. I mean, you're not going to see them take a wild swing for something where they'd have to give up, you know, people that will be part of this team for a long time. But we'll see what happens. You know, we'll see what happens. But, man, you know, you remember how, getting back to the way they win close games with defense. But, you know, before they retooled the bullpen on the fly, before April 25th, Cardinals were 0-5 in one-run games. The bullpen failures had a lot to do with that. Since they put their new bullpen in place on April the 25th, they not only have the best record in the major leagues, but they are now, I believe, 7-1 in one-run games since that time. I mean, night and day, brother, right? Night and day. That shows you what a great bullpen can do, but also we learned it really hard way. If your bullpen is bad and the Cardinals bullpen was really bad, it can take your whole team down. So the transformation of this team is very, very impressive. It is.
A couple minutes to go. Bernie Miklas is with us, and we have Cardinals Royals coming up, and Joe Pott will have the pregame at 12:15 for the 1:10 first pitch for our old friend Michael Wacha, who in 2013 made that one-year transformation from college pitcher to NLCS MVP. It was really something. Now, here we are 12 years later, and he's pitching against the Cardinals, and Matthew Liberatore is going up against him. I love this pitching matchup. This is a good one.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a great matchup. Liberatore is having the most I'm not talking about in St. Louis, but I'm talking about nationally. He's having one of the most, if not the most, underrated starting pitching performance of the season so far. I don't think that on a national scale people understand how good he's been. He's been fantastic. I love Michael Wacha. I love what he did for the Cardinals. He's also a heck of a guy, and he's also a guy that shows you resilience can pay off. I mean, he had that shoulder blade condition that just derailed him and derailed him and derailed him, and he just kept at it. And he's a really good pitcher, which means he put his heart and soul into it to just get through the hard times. And I really, really have extra respect for athletes like that.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Bernie, always a great visit. I'm so thankful that you're okay. I'm so sorry for your neighbors. I drove through Forest Park or around it. You can't really get through some parts of it because they're working on it. But it is just devastating to see these trees snapped like twigs. But I know you echo me here in this last 30 seconds, but thank you to so many people who are helping right now.
That's the beautiful thing about a terrible situation. Everywhere you go, you see neighbors helping neighbors. You see strangers helping strangers. You know, everyone's pitching in. We live in a great city. I don't care what anybody says. That includes the whole metropolitan area. And we wish we wouldn't have to go through this. But when we do, the true colors of St. Louis shine through.
Thank you, brother. Talk to you soon.
See you, man.
Bernie Miklas with us on KMOX. This has been Sports on a Sunday Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.